Well, in men's college hoops yesterday, it was a heartbreaker in Dayton, Ohio, as the season came to an end for Iowa State. Aaron Kraft hit the game-winning three-pointer for Ohio State for a 78-75 win over the Cyclones. Kraft was being guarded by Cyclone freshman George Niang as he set up the winning shot.
I probably could have had a hand up earlier. He made a tough shot. Credit to him. I played him for the drive because I wasn't aware that he was going to shoot. He wasn't shooting the whole game, and he was missing some free throws, so I was suspecting his jumper to be a little off, and I dropped off playing him for the drive, and he pulled up and hit a three.
Well, it spoiled a late rally by the Cyclones. It saw them roar back from 13 points down to take a one-point lead, but two mistakes in the final minute proved costly. First was an ISU turnover with the score tied, and then the Cyclones lost a defensive rebound out of bounds, which allowed Ohio State to set up for the game winner.
You got to digest this loss, but I'm just happy to be in the circle of guys that's all about winning. And I feel like we showed that the last 6 minutes. We went out and tried to take the game, and I feel like we've had games taken from us the whole year. And that's just, I guess you just have to play it off like that's just how the season goes. But this is motivation, and we'll be back next year.
Corey Lucius led Iowa State with 19 points as ISU lost in the third round for the second straight year.
You know, I can't tell you how proud I am of our guys. And, you know, I talked about in the locker room what they've done for Iowa State basketball these last 2 years, making it relevant again and making back-to-back NCAA tournaments for the first time since 2000-2001. And, you know, this group of guys will be remembered for a long time.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones end their season with a mark of 23-12.
I thought we played our tails off, especially fighting back to get in there after being down 13 with just over six to go. And, you know, we just made play after play. And unfortunately, we didn't get a couple calls there at the end. And Kraft goes in and makes a heck of a shot.
78-75, again the final, Ohio State the winner in that contest. Rashid Suleiman scored 21 points, Seth Curry scored 17, and number 2 seed Duke held off 7th seeded Creighton 66-50 on Sunday to advance to the round of 16 for the fourth time in 5 years. A year after they lost their NCAA tournament opener, the Blue Devils are back in the regional semifinal for the 23rd time. They'll play number 3 seed Michigan State in the regional semis Friday in Indianapolis. Mason Plumlee, Josh Hairston, and Ryan Kelly battled foul trouble all game long that could have doomed the Blue Devils. Creighton, though, couldn't make a basket. They went cold and never made a serious run in the second half. Doug McDermott scored 21 points but made only 4 baskets. With McDermott slumping, the Blue Jays were knocked out in the third round by an ACC team for the second straight season. Well, history's been made in the NCAA men's basketball tournament as Florida Gulf Coast became the first number 15 seed to make it to the Sweet 16 as they pick up an 81-71 win over number 7 San Diego State. Bernard Thompson scored 23 points and Sherwood Brown added 17 for the Eagles, who are in just their second season of eligibility for postseason play. Brown scored 8 of the first 10 points in a 17-0 run that put Florida Gulf Coast up 71-52 with 4:19 remaining. The outcome sets up an all-Florida game in the South Regional semis, with the Eagles taking on third seed Florida. Florida advanced, building a 21-point halftime lead as they whipped Minnesota 78-64 to reach the South Region semis in Dallas. Mike Rosario scored 25 for the Gators, who shot 65% in the first half to go up 48-27. Miami is the third Florida team to reach the Sweet 16 after Rion Brown hit 5 three-pointers and finished with 21 points in the Hurricanes' 63-59 win over Illinois in the East Region. Shane Larkin added 17 points, including a go-ahead three-pointer with a minute left. Number 13 LaSalle continued its unexpected run as they beat number 12 Mississippi 76-74 on Tyrone Garland's layup with 2 seconds left. Ramon Galloway had 24 points for the Explorers, who were playing in their third game in 5 days as they reached the round of 16 for the first time since playing for the 1955 National Championship. Next up for LaSalle is number 9 Wichita State in the West Region semifinals in Los Angeles. Jeff Withey had 16 points and 16 rebounds as number 1 Kansas downed Roy Williams in North Carolina 70-50. Travis Relaford added 22 points and helped Kansas storm back from a 30-21 halftime deficit. KU will take on Michigan in the South Region semifinals. Top seed Indiana staved off a challenge by closing on a 10-0 run to beat number 9 Temple 58-52 in an East Region game in Dayton, Ohio. Victor Oladipo's three-pointer with 13 seconds left was the final nail in the Owls' coffin. He finished with a team-high 16 points and teammate Cody Zeller had 15. Indiana earned a date with 4th seed Syracuse in the regional semifinals Thursday in Washington. Well, Ben Howland has become UCLA's former basketball coach. He was fired Sunday night following 10 seasons with the Bruins, a span that included three Final Four appearances, but culminated with another early round exit from the NCAA tournament. Howland had a 233-107 record in Westwood, including three consecutive Final Four appearances, 2006 through 2008, and four Pac-12 championships. The Associated Press has learned that George Mason is leaving the Colonial Athletic Association for the Atlantic 10 as of July 1st. That's according to an official with knowledge of that agreement. The official spoke anonymously because both the school and the conference plan to announce that move yet today. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women dominated the second half in a 68-52 victory over Miami in the opening round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament in Iowa City last night. Samantha Logic had 23 points to lead Iowa, while Melissa Dixon came off the bench to add 13. Logic says the key in the second half was rebounding.
We knew that we had to box out and rebound. They were up, I think they had 15 more rebounds than us at halftime, so we knew that was a huge key to the game, and that if we didn't box out and rebound, that we'd probably lose. So we turned that around pretty fast.
Iowa advances to play top-seeded Notre Dame on Tuesday night.
Honestly, we have nothing to lose, so we're just going to go out and play our hardest. It's incredible that we have the opportunity to play Notre Dame at home, so we're all really looking forward to it.
We'll have that game for you Tuesday night. 8:30 is tip time, 8:15 pregame here on the radio. Elsewhere in first-round women's NCAA tournament play yesterday, Notre Dame advanced with a 97-64 win over UT Martin. Delaware beat West Virginia 66-53. North Carolina topping Albany 59-54. Duke beat Hampton 67-51. Oklahoma State over DePaul 73-56. Kentucky downing Navy 61-41. Dayton beat St. John's in double overtime 96-90. Florida State over Princeton 60-44. Baylor beat Prairie View 82-40. Purdue over Liberty 77-43. Louisville beat Middle Tennessee 74-49. Stanford over Tulsa 72-56. It was Michigan 60-52 winners over Villanova. Penn State beat Cal Poly 85-55. And LSU got by Green Bay 75-71. Well, through all of his success in 18 seasons at Iowa State, a loss in 1999 still sticks with Bill Fennelly. That same game also sticks out to Georgia's Andy Landers for completely different reasons. It was the last time the Lady Bulldogs reached the Final Four. The two long-tenured coaches will reacquaint themselves tonight when the fifth-seeded Cyclones face the number four-seed Lady Bulldogs in the second round of the NCAA Women's Tournament. The winner will advance to the regional semifinals across town at the Spokane Arena next Saturday night. Iowa State knocked off Gonzaga while Georgia pulled away from Montana for first-round victories on Saturday. The matchup between the Cyclones and the Lady Bulldogs will be just the third meeting all-time between those two schools, all of those coming in the NCAA tournament. Well, the large school boys defeated the small school boys team 95-85 in the 17th Southwest Iowa Classic Sunday at Iowa Western Community College. That game, sponsored by Iowa Western and the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil, pitted some of the best senior high school players in the region. Dalton Franken of Atlantic was named the most valuable player of the large school squad, and Ricky Williams of Riverside won the honor for the small school team. In the girls' game, the large school team beat the small school group 70-67. Aubrey Norville of Lewis Central was the big school MVP, and Kaylee Blake of IKM Manning won the small school MVP award. In the NBA on Sunday, it was Atlanta over Milwaukee 104-99. Miami beat Charlotte 109-77. Chicago down Minnesota 104-97. Oklahoma City beat Portland 103-83. Houston over San Antonio 96-95. Dallas beat Utah 113-108. Brooklyn over Phoenix 102-100. And Philadelphia down Sacramento 117-103. In the National Hockey League, it was the New York Islanders shutting out Florida 3-0. Pittsburgh in overtime, a 2-1 winner over Philadelphia. Washington beat the New York Rangers in a shootout 3-2. Detroit over Anaheim 2-1. Calgary 3-2 over St. Louis. Winnipeg 3-2 over Tampa Bay. And Vancouver posts a 3-2 win over Colorado. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Cornell senior Kyle Dake became the first wrestler in NCAA history to win four national titles at four different weight classes Saturday night as Penn State won the national team title for the third year in a row. The 165-pound Dake beat defending champion David Taylor of Penn State 5-4 in Des Moines, joining Cale Sanderson and Pat Smith as four-time NCAA champions. Penn State's Ed Ruth and Quentin Wright won NCAA titles in back-to-back matches to seal the fourth national crown for the Nittany Lions and their third under Coach Sanderson. In racing, Kyle Busch earned his first victory at Fontana on Sunday after rivals Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano wrecked on the final lap in a thrilling NASCAR finish. Hamlin and Logano made contact while they raced side-by-side in the final lap of their first race since the drivers confronted each other last week at Bristol. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was second, followed by Logano, Carl Edwards, and Kurt Busch. In golf, Tiger Woods has to wait another day to try and win a title that would boost him back to the top of the world rankings. A violent thunderstorm with winds of more than 60 miles per hour dumped nearly an inch and a half of rain on the Bay Hill course in Orlando, halting final round play at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Woods had just birdied the second hole to get three clear of Ricky Fowler, Keegan Bradley, John Hugh, and Justin Rose when the horn sounded to call players off the course. Michael Allen rallied to win the Mississippi Gulf Resort Classic for his fourth Champions Tour title, shooting a 5-under 67 for an 11-under total. Allen started the day two shots behind the leaders but made five birdies on the front nine to vault into the lead. In NFL news, Elvis Dumervil has spurned the Denver Broncos for Baltimore. Ravens general manager Ozzie Newsome says the three-time Pro Bowl defensive lineman agreed to a five-year deal. Dumervil is expected to be in Baltimore tomorrow to take his physical and sign the paperwork. It's an odd story. Dumervil had 63.5 sacks in seven seasons in Denver, and he was under contract. He agreed to reduce his 2013 salary from $12 million to $8 million, but the paperwork didn't reach the NFL offices in time, so the Broncos were forced to release him on March 15th. The sides continued to negotiate, but then the Ravens swooped in. Also, the Chicago Bears have agreed to a one-year contract with former Carolina Panthers linebacker James Anderson. The deal comes 2 days after they signed DJ Williams from Denver to replace Brian Urlacher. And in baseball news, the New York Yankees are near an agreement with the Los Angeles Angels to acquire outfielder Vernon Wells, who has slumped since hitting 32 homers and 106 RBIs for Toronto in 2006. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the sides were bargaining over the money that would be included in a trade. Wells is owed $42 million over the next two seasons. The Houston Astros have signed shortstop Ronnie Cedeno to a one-year contract and informed shortstop Tyler Green that he will not be making the season-opening roster. The Rangers have claimed pitcher Brad Mills off the waiver wire from the Los Angeles Angels. Mills is 3-3 with a 7.76 ERA in 15 career big league games. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman says it's more likely than not that injured shortstop Derek Jeter will start the regular season on the disabled list because of ankle soreness. The 38-year-old Jeter had surgery for a broken left ankle last October. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.